Next up, we're switching gears to learn about another organization celebrating a milestone of its own across the border in Johnson County. The Johnson County Christmas Bureau has been around for 50 years now, and they know firsthand that poverty in Johnson County is on the rise. Central Standard intern Ashley Ferguson stopped by to see how they address this need on a massive scale every holiday season, providing coats, food, and gifts for as many as 12,000 individuals in this year alone. So let's check that out.
Poverty is an issue all across the metro area. Even in Johnson County, the county that includes Leawood, Olathe, and Overland Park, suburbs stereotyped for moms in minivans and sprawling shopping malls.
A lot of people don't think poverty and Johnson County belong in the same sentence, but unfortunately it does.
That was Barbara McNeil, executive director of the Johnson County Christmas Bureau. She says that poverty is on the rise.
From 2008 to 2009, the population of Johnson County grew by less than 2%, but those that qualify at or below 100% of poverty level grew by 64%.
Now here's what the poverty level really means. A family of four is making less than $24,000 a year, an individual making less than $16,000. Barbara and I are speaking in the lobby of a vacant Steve and Barry's department store over at the Great Mall of the Great Plains in Olathe. Instead of a junior's department, there's a section stocked with canned goods from harvesters, and the clothing racks are piled with donated winter coats, many new and purchased off-season, and some from the bottom of those lost and found bins at area schools. Instead of watches and jewelry on display, there are shampoo and diapers. Families who qualify as below the poverty level can come here to fill a shopping cart with needed goods.
The demand for our service like ours is just overwhelming. And last year we had to turn away over 500 qualified families. And this year it was our goal, our motto, to say yes to more. And we are serving those 500 families this year.
So here's how it works. The main client base comes from the Social and Rehabilitation Services of Kansas. Families are invited to apply for the chance to shop, and then they are given an appointment.
You know, I think what makes us different is that our clients are able to make selections that meet their own family's needs, and we really pride ourselves upon that. So they're coming to a centralized location. They're able to shop, and for many of our clients, this is their only holiday shopping experience, so we try to make it as pleasant as possible. And I think the idea of having one volunteer for each client is really something special and something we pride ourselves on.
In the department store turned Christmas Bureau, you can see families and individuals waiting for their appointment in fold-out chairs next to piles of donated children's books. In the chairs, you see young moms with smiling babies, retirees in worn-out overcoats. They don't look ashamed, but maybe apprehensive, as they wait to be paired with their volunteer.
And they form a really strong bond by the time they get to the end of their shopping spree. So it's pretty wonderful.
That's Mary Rogers, Director of Volunteers. She's been volunteering here for 4 years. She pointed out that the goods provided by the Christmas Bureau stress warmth and nourishment.
This is called Hugs, which is hats, underwear, gloves, and socks.
She remembers volunteering with the mother of an infant last season.
Lady I just took around had a baby 4 months old, and she says, oh, he needs a hat. And when you think, you know, you usually think every four-month-old baby has a hat. I mean, you just can't, you know, put your mind around that. But she was thrilled that her baby would have a hat.
In addition to Hugs items, families are allotted items from a personal care department, like toothpaste and body lotion. And there's the food department.
Last year, when I was taking a young man around, I was a volunteer, he was a client, and he saw in the food section pasta, tomatoes, and mushrooms, and he was thrilled that he could fix spaghetti. I mean, it was something more than a can or a frozen dinner. So even a small thing is a great gift.
Some of these items are not just necessities, but gifts. Gifts for teens, like sleeping bags and bicycles. Gifts for adults, like cosmetics and tools. And, of course, toys for kids.
We want them to have one new toy for the holidays. So I think that's very important that we do that for them, and they get a gift, and their parents can wrap it up for them. It can be from their parents. They don't even know it came from us.
K Karen Boyd has been running the toy department at the Johnson County Christmas Bureau for 20 years. She's the one who buys all the toys.
I give only brand new toys away. I get donations from people, but I also get many donations from church and organizations. I go out shopping in January, February, March when the bargains are, when they're trying to get rid of the Christmas toys. And so I try to get a $20 toy for around $5 or $6. So I'm a bargain shopper.
The Christmas Bureau also supplies handmade toys.
There's lots of handmade cradles back there, wooden cradles. So the whole community helps. They really do. So it's really neat that way. We have two Kiwanis clubs that make them, and then we have a retirement center that makes them. And then they bring them here. They put the dolls. They crochet the blankets. They do everything. So they have the whole set. They have the doll, the blanket, and the cradle. So it's everybody loves it because they're homemade, and it'll withstand years and years of use.
That's how they do things around here. The volunteers are resourceful and organize solutions on a grassroots level. Like in the winter coat department, no one's going home with a soiled secondhand coat.
We check them very well, and if they are soiled, we volunteers take them home.
Last
we wash them.
I washed many, many.
Yes, yes. We pray over our washing machines.
My water bill went up real high.
And that's what's kept this place going for 50 years. Volunteers who are going the extra mile in their commitment to these families. Barbara McNeil explains.
From this time we moved into shop, which was November 20th, to the time we move out, which is December 13th, we have over 3,000 community volunteers that assist us. You know, we have many that come back year after year, and this year we're getting lots of support from new volunteers, which is wonderful.
It just kind of, you know, bites you and you can't leave it. I mean, you come out here for one day, and, I mean, this one lady I talked to a couple hours ago, she said, well, my shift's over, and I said, well, go home, and she said, well, I can't leave, there's so much to do. I mean, you just see that, you know, people love it, and you want to just keep, you know, making it as good as it possibly can be.
Barbara McNeil, Mary Rogers, and everyone at the Bureau says that the most gratifying moment is when a former client returns to say, I don't need your help this year, but I would love to volunteer. For Central Standard, I'm Ashley Ferguson.